Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
Governor Hochul announced a bell-to-bell ban on cell phones in public schools across New York State come the fall. We already know that, right? But now Mayor Adams is laying out just how that will work here in New York City. Let's get details from our Glenn Chuck.
Yes, we certainly had a heads up back in May from Governor Hochul that this was coming.
We got our kids back, starting in September. School districts, get ready.
Mayor Adams saying the policy will create distraction-free schools. Smartphones, smart watches, tablets cannot be used at all during the school day. This woman has a grandson in fourth grade. She's happy about this.
Now the kids, they have no friends. Everybody's on their phone.
Because you walk into a school now between classes and everybody's walking in the hallway looking at their phone.
Yes. This is antisocial for me.
How about enforcing it, though? It's going to be difficult, right?
It might, but...
What if you have a kid who comes into class and says, hey, I'm going to use my phone anyway?
No, send him home. Send him home.
Again, the real question will be, how is this going to be enforced? We'll see. Glenn Chuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM. Here in Midtown.
Another win for the Trump administration that could set a template for settling the president's fights with a number of Ivy League schools.
Columbia University will pay out $221 million after violating Jewish student civil rights on campus. The resolution comes after 4 months of negotiations between the Ivy Leaguer and the Trump administration. The payout will restore federal research money that was canceled in the name of combating anti-Semitism. Columbia has also agreed to submit to independent monitoring to ensure it's complying with merit-based hiring at admissions requirements.
That's correspondent Matt Piper. As part of the agreement, Columbia will not admit to any wrongdoing. The two men accused of kidnapping and torturing a man for his crypto account password, they are out on bail over the objections of prosecutors. Judge Gregory Caro set bail for John Waltz and William Duplessis at $1 million each. Both have pleaded not guilty to kidnapping a man in town from Italy and allegedly assaulting him in Soho with a chainsaw, pistol, and cattle prod, as well as pouring tequila on him allegedly and lighting him on fire. Both suspects have to surrender passports, remain under home confinement, and wear ankle monitors. Another teenage victim of gunfire in the city, this time in Cypress Hills, where the kid, who is expected to survive, appears to have been targeted.
Cops making themselves known as neighbors sit on their stoop talking about what happened.
Coming down, I seen a shooting. Bum, bum, bum. I was walking, but I seen when he got shot, he was like...
Many hesitant to say exactly what they saw.
I was out here, I just heard some shots, but I ain't seen nobody.
The 14-year-old victim hit in the left arm just before 12 noon outside the Cypress Hills NYCHA apartments on Sutter Avenue.
This is every day. These projects here, my God, it's bad, it's bad.
Cops say two guys dressed all in black and wearing ski masks hit the victim at least once and took off on Logan Street. They're still looking for them. The victim is in the hospital in stable condition. In the Cypress Hill section of Brooklyn, Monica Guy, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Bike riders in the boroughs were put on notice back in April when Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch announced a major crackdown on cyclists who don't obey traffic laws, including running red lights and driving the wrong way. At the time, she said, instead of just getting a traffic ticket, violators would be issued a criminal summons. Well, new stats show that's exactly what's been happening, with 6,000 so-called pink tickets handed out in the second quarter of the year, compared to 561 in the first. Transportation Alternative spokeswoman Alexa Sledge tells 1010 Winds, this is the wrong strategy.
We're angry. We're seeing that time and time again, we're choosing to ride a city, ride a bike in a city that makes that incredibly difficult at every single turn, that wants to literally rip up the very small amount of street safety improvements they put on our streets. And instead of doing anything to make it easier, to make it safer, to make it better to ride a bike in New York City, they're only focused on criminalizing it.
Critics also argue that issuing criminal summonses may be a backdoor to deporting immigrant delivery workers. Mayor Adams responding to video released by the New York Immigration Coalition showing the crowded conditions of migrants being held at 26 Federal Plaza.
We are going to coordinate with our local electeds to look at what is happening there, including our federal electeds. And I'm happy to see that they are raising their voices at this time.
Among other issues, the video showed detainees using thermal blankets as makeshift beds. The mayor says he sent a letter to the General Services Administration requesting they conduct an inspection. So far, no comment from the GSA. After the Trump administration ordered the federal government to stop many translation and multilingual services, public advocate Jumani Williams today will release a report on how New York City can better serve immigrants here. Ahead of that, he tells 1010 Winds.
We think there should be a creation of a mayor's office for language access. We think we want to increase funding and baseline some fundings that have gone to things like language banks and expand the language access that people have access to.
He says the Trump administration is trying to make it seem innocuous, but what he is seeing is that for the first time in our nation's history, the government is moving toward declaring an official language. Two young girls among three people hurt in a partial building collapse in Queens. It was around 4:30 yesterday afternoon when part of the building housing Manny's Home Furniture at 245th Street and Jericho Turnpike in Belrose came tumbling down. This man saw it happen and spoke to ABC 7.
Luckily, only one person was underneath. He came out and he was already standing on his own. Thank God.
That was a 25-year-old man. Two girls, an 11-year-old and a 13-year-old, were inside a parked Jeep that was struck by debris. All three are stable. The cause of the collapse is under investigation. An ex-Amazon employee in Queens is accused of running an illegal side hustle at work.
Queens District Attorney Melinda Katz said 33-year-old Ashraf Mohammed, who worked at an Amazon facility in Maspeth, took advantage of a program that lets new Amazon employees order a free pair of work shoes.
And what he was doing was taking the data and the information of new workers throughout the country and ordering boots with their information.
Mohammed allegedly raked in a small fortune selling the Timberland, Doc Martin, Wolverine and Carhartt work boots and Brooks and New Balance sneakers on eBay.
1,838 pairs of work boots at $224,000 cost.
Amazon is cooperating with the investigation. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Saturday, August 9th, Krispy Kreme lovers will want to slip into your Crocs and head to a donut shop near you. That's because anyone wearing those shoes will receive a free original glazed donut at participating shops. As part of this collab, Crocs will unveil limited edition co-branded shoes that makes it look like you're wearing donuts on your feet. Okay, you can get those starting August 5th at Crocs stores and at crocs.com.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.